Mayor de Blasio has taken a small first step towards tackling more than 150 expired labor contracts that present the biggest financial challenge to his young administration. Earlier this month, the city struck a deal with 200 environmental officers who guard the city's upstate watershed. But as WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, future settlements may not be as easy to achieve.
When union leader Kenneth Winder sat down with the de Blasio administration, he figured the meeting would be short.
We thought this was going to be a 5-minute, you know, shake your hand and then get up and walk out. But it wasn't that.
Instead, he met for nearly 5 hours with the mayor's top labor negotiator in a large windowless conference room of a downtown office building. They didn't even break for lunch. And the union in the city struck a deal covering the first 3 years of a contract that's been expired for 9 years. Basically, cleaning up some old business.
I mean, when I say what a difference, we're talking night and day. Night and day from the old administration to the new administration.
Mayor de Blasio says the city will approach all negotiations with that same spirit of openness.
You know, we're going to allow any idea to be put on the table by our colleagues in municipal labor.
But with limits.
We're also very clear that we have a profound fiscal challenge ahead, and we need to find very substantial cost savings. But that all will be done in private negotiations and respectful negotiations.
Those negotiations will involve all of the nearly 300,000 other city workers who are also working with expired contracts. Teachers, police officers, the workers who make sure the streets are clear of snow and trash. All that muscle costs money. As much as $7 billion in back pay if you listen to the unions. Here's how budget watcher Carol Kellerman at the Citizens Budget Commission describes the situation.
Well, it's challenging. I don't know about grim. It's sobering.
One big challenge is the process itself. Dennis Sullivan spent more than 3 decades negotiating contracts for District Council 37, the city's largest union of civilian workers.
To navigate it, you know, between the citywide contract and the unit contracts and the Municipal Labor Committee's discussions around health and the fact that pensions are prohibited.
In other words, the city negotiates wages with the unions, health benefits with a separate organization called the Municipal Labor Committee, and has no direct say in pension costs at all. Those are negotiated in Albany, even though the city picks up the tab. So now the mayor must choose which of more than 150 unions to negotiate wages with first. It's a big question because the outcome usually sets the pattern for all the other negotiations. Since the 1970s fiscal crisis, the city has used pattern bargaining to establish stability. When the first union reaches a wage agreement, say a 4% raise each year for 2 years, the other unions generally fall in line. Sullivan says all eyes are on one union in particular.
Obviously, the group that gets the most attention, because they're the largest and the most costly, are the teachers.
Teachers haven't had a contract for more than 4 years. A state labor panel took up the matter last year, and its recommendation is expected soon. But it's only a recommendation, and it only applies to a few years of the contract. Some labor officials expect the administration to use those recommendations to resolve all outstanding years, setting the pattern for everyone else. So that's the wages. But health benefits? That's another story altogether.
Nispoli.
That falls to Harry Nispoli over at the Municipal Labor Committee, who doubles as head of the Sanitation Workers Union. He says for the past 20 years, the unions have settled health benefits as one big group.
Rather than break it down by union and union, years ago they got together and they said, look, why don't we negotiate health as a whole, 150 unions together, and we'll look to do it one shot, and that's it.
And the final piece of the contract puzzle is the cost of pensions, which are set by the state. But that's not likely to be a big part of the mayor's challenge this year. Albany passed pension reform in 2012 that's expected to save the city billions in the coming years. Ed Ott, who has worked in the labor movement for 4 decades and now teaches at the City University of New York, says despite the complicated process, the city and unions would be better off reaching agreements sooner rather than later to put an end to all the uncertainty.
Will everybody like the settlement? No. I mean, look, every mayor has the responsibility to be fair to their own employees and fair to the taxpayers. I don't know why they want that job, but that's the job they've asked for, and it's a tough, tough job.
And the stakes are high. For de Blasio, it could determine the fate of his entire progressive agenda and how much money he has to spend on it. He says his goal is to settle as many contracts as possible by the end of this calendar year. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.